Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
అయం ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ ఇతి శృతి అసంగం బ్రహ్మాత్మత్యన ఉపదిశతి. హౌ డు యూ సే యూ హ్యావ్ డౌట్? బికాస్ ది శృతి సేస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్. దిస్ పూర్వపక్షి సేస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్. హౌ డు యూ సే దేర్ ఇస్ డౌట్? బ్రహ్మని సత్యమానం అంతం, యు ఆర్ నాట్. ది శృతి డజన్ సే యు ఆర్ సత్యమానం అనంతం, ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్. సో దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ ఇఫ్ యు సే నో. ది శృతి సేస్ అయం ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ, దిస్ ఆత్మా, అయం దిస్ Atma, self, jiva is verily that Brahman. Remove the embodiment, it is verily that Brahman. Therefore, Shrutihi asangam brahma atmatvena upadishati. In this way, the Shruti refers to that Brahman which is asanga, which is not associated with anything, to be your own self. Therefore, ayam manushya ityadi aham buddhihi deha tadatmya adhyasena atmana atmanam grihnati. But I have the idea that I am human. These are all confusions because of the identification with the body, mind, sense organ, etc. Therefore, this is superimposition. Adhyasasya cha durnirupattvam alankaraya. I said already, adhyasa cannot be proven. Very fine, very good. If it is not proven, it's very fine. That is a alankara, that is a bhushana, that is an ornament to us. It's like praising us. If you cannot prove adhyasa, that is where your confusion is. That is what we say. Welcome, you are in confusion. If you cannot prove adhyasa, you are confused. Therefore, tasmat sandigdham vastu vishayaha. Therefore, the subject matter, in the subject matter Brahman, there is a doubt. తన్నిశ్చయేన ముక్తి లక్షణ ప్రయోజనం శ్రుత్యా విద్వద్ అనుభవేన చ ప్రసిద్ధం. తద్ నిశ్చయేన ముక్తి లక్షణ ప్రయోజనం. ఓకే, నౌ వీ హావ్ ప్రూవన్ ది ఫస్ట్ స్టాండ్, విచ్ ఇస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. దేర్ ఇస్ అ డౌట్ ఇన్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్. దేర్ఫోర్ వీ హావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ ది ఎన్క్వైరీ. బట్ స్టిల్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ డౌట్, డస్ ది క్రో హ్యాస్ అ టీత్ ఆర్ నాట్? We'll open the crow's mouth and we'll see. What's the use? No point. So, like that, the people, they won't, even if there is a doubt, they don't enter into anything where there is no use. Knowledgeable people don't do vichara on things which there is no use. So, if you say that there is use also, the result also is there. What is the result? Tan nischayena, if you understand that self, ముక్తి లక్షణ ప్రయోజనం, యూ విల్ గెయిన్ దిస్ రియలైజేషన్, రిలీజ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాండేజ్, విచ్ ఇస్ ది పరమ పురుషార్థ, విచ్ ఇస్ ది అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ ది లైఫ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ హౌ డు యు నో? శ్రుత్యా విద్వత్ అనుభవేన చ ప్రసిద్ధం. దిస్ ఇస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది శృతి అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జబుల్ పర్సన్. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, Vedanta Vakya Vichara Mukhena Brahmano Vichara Ratvat Shastra Arambaniyam Iti Siddhanta. Vedanta Vakya Vichara Mukhena, through the enquiry into the scriptural texts, this Shastra Brahmano Vichara Ratvam, this enquiry into the Brahman is possible. Through the enquiry into the Vedanta text, enquiry into the Brahman self is possible. Therefore, this Shruti should be beginning. We should start this Shruti, this Prakarana Grantha, this Grantha, this text. There is the possibility of this text to start. There is every right for this text to start. Iti Siddhanta. This is the Siddhanta. This is the idea of the Siddhantins, Vedantin. So, we should have to start the text. Vaiyasika Nyayamala, we close. We come to Brahma Sutra Shankara Bhashyam. We'll come to this Bhamati. So, before entering the Bhashya proper, we have some introductory bhashya to the adhyasa bhashya. And like we know, mangalacharana is a must. As he said, for what mangalacharana is? Mangalacharana, worshipping the God, deity or paramatma, the vastu, is for the text to finish, to get completed, the text to get prachara, to get famous, and to teach the disciple. For these reasons, one does this mangalacharana, this prayer, invocation. Now, here, the same, because he is a Shishta Purusha. Shishta Purusha, Shishta means one who has studied the Shastra and follows the Shastra is a Shishta. And Bhamatikara is a Shishta Purusha. Therefore, Vachaspati Mishra, Bhagavan, he is a Shishta Purusha. Therefore, he starts in the same method. He says, Samanvayadhyaye Prasamapade, Prasamadhyaye Prasamapadaha, Samanvadhyaye Prasame Prasamapadaha, Bhamati. Anirvachya vidyavit anirvachya vidyat vitayas sachivasya prabhavato vivartayasya ete biyat anirate aniratejo ava ab avanayah yatascha bhut vishvam charam acharam uchchavacham idam namamastat brahma parimita sukhajnanam amritam. Anirvachya avidya avidya dvitaya sachivasya prabhavataha vivarta yasya ete viyat anila tejo ab avanayaha yatascha amu abhut vishvam charam acharam uchchavacham idam namamaha tat brahma aparimita sukha jnanam amritam. This is in a different meter. This is called Shikharini Chanda. This is in the meter, in the prosody, Shikharini. So, that is why we had some difficulty. Anirvachya vidya dvitayas sativasya prabhavata vivarta yasya yete viyat anila tejo avanayaha yatascha bhut vishvam charamacharam uchchavachamidam namamastat brahma parimita sukham jnanam amrutam. Anirvachya, anirvachya, that is what he starts with. Normally one starts with some positive note. Normally that's how one starts with. People start with positive note, some auspicious word. Here he says he starts with anirvachyam, like Dhritarashtra Uvacha. In Bhagavad Gita we saw Dhritarashtra Uvacha. It didn't start with Shri Krishna Uvacha. It didn't start with Krishna. It started with Dhritarashtra. Then they understood what the meaning, why he started with Dhritarashtra. The same way here, Shri Anirvachya. Anirvachya, that which is inexplicable. What? Avidya. This ignorance which is inexplicable. And what kind of ignorance? We have two ignorance. Mula vidya, tula vidya. One, the avidya, ignorance about the self. Two, the ignorance about the pot, caught, etc. The objects of the world. The world, the objects of the world. There are two avidyas, ignorance we have. One, ignorance of the self. The other, ignorance of the objects. Now, this avidya dvitaya, these two avidyas, sachivasya prabhavato, with the help of these two avidyas, sachiva is with the help. With the help of these two avidyas, prabhavataha, everything is created. Everything comes into existence. Prakrishtena bhavataha. Everything bhusattayam to exist, to come into existence. Everything comes into existence in a beautiful way. With the help of these two ignorance. Do you accept the existence then? No. Divarta. యస్యేతి దిస్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ అ వివర్తావే. వివర్త పరిణామ, దేర్ ఇస్ టూ వేస్, పరిణామ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ టు అనదర్. సో దిస్ 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 మిల్క్ ఇట్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్స్ టు కర్డ్ టోటలీ, దిస్ ఇస్ పరిణామ ఆర్ హాఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దిస్ పరిణామ కన్వర్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ స్టేట్ టు అనదర్. వివర్త, దేర్ ఇస్ నో చేంజ్. వివర్త సీమింగ్ చేంజ్ ఇస్ వివర్త, సీమింగ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఇస్ వివర్త. సో ఇన్ దట్ సీమింగ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ వివర్త ప్రభవత ఇన్ ది సీమింగ్లీ స్ప్రింగింగ్ అప్ ఇన్ ది సీమింగ్లీ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్ ది సీమింగ్ క్రియేషన్ విచ్ డజంట్ రియలీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ యస్య ఏతే ఆల్ దీస్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వాట్ వియత్ ది స్పేస్ అనిల అనల అనిల ఆత్మన ఆకాశ సంభూత ఆకాశాత్ వాయు అనిల వాయోర్ అగ్ని తేజ అగ్నేర్ ఆప అబ్ అభ్య పృథివీ అవనయ ది సేమ్ ఆర్డర్ హి హస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్పేస్ ది ఆకాశ ఆత్మన ఆకాశాత్ సంభూత ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ ది వివర్త ఆకాశ కేమ్ ఇంటూ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ అండ్ ఆకాశ డిడ్ కమ్ ఇంటూ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ సీమింగ్లీ ఇట్ ఇస్ అస్ దో ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ సో దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ దెన్ యశ్చాభూత్ విశ్వం చరం అచరం యశ్చ అభూత్ విశ్వం ఇన్ దిస్ వే దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ కమ్ ఇంటూ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ త్రూ ది పంచీకరణ ఎక్సెట్రా దే బికమ్ దిస్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ this vishva this universe charam acharam what in the universe whatever that charam that charati that moves that is unmovable that which moves and that which does not move movable and immovable both not just that uchavacham that which is lower and that which is higher ah that which moves that which does not move that which is lower that which is higher everything idam jagat vishvam this vishvam in this way it is created namamah tat brahma because of whom tat brahman so I salute that brahman because of whom because of that this whole creation came into existence in a vivarta way అపరిమిత అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హి సేస్ అపరిమిత దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్కంపారబుల్ సుఖ బ్లిస్ జ్ఞానం నాలెడ్జ్ అమృతం ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ సో సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ హియర్ సో త్రూ దిస్ he has proven two things. One is this superimposition is anirvachya, it cannot be explained. Anirvachya for this we say jagat mithya. How? Sadasat ubhaya bhinnatvam. Anirvachyam means it cannot be explained, meaning it is different from sat and asat. Whatever is different from sat is asat, whatever is different from asat is sat. This is how we see in the world. If it is not darkness, it should be light. If it is not light, it should be darkness. This is how we see in the world. They say black and white, we see everything in black and white. Here it is not in black and white, it is in color, multicolor. The picture we show, it is in multicolor. How? If it is not goat, it need not be only cow. It can be horse, it can be elephant, anything else. So like that, if it is not sat, it need not be asat, it can be something. If it is not asat, it need not be sat, it can be something else. So that anirvachya, that which is inexplicable, which is different from both this sat and asat, that we are discussing. That mithya, that avidya is what is discussing. And what we are discussing, what is this avidya? భావరూప జ్ఞాన నివర్త్య దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ existence means? Because you negate it through knowledge, you accept a pseudo-existence. It exists means we just want to negate the absence. Some people take, see, it cannot be, it is negated. Therefore, it cannot be bhava. It should be abhava. It is not that type. It's idiotic. We are not taking that way. Here, bhava is, existence is to negate the abhava. We are accepting it as existence to negate its non-existence. The state of non-existence. So, bhava rupam, because jnana nivartyam, it is negated through knowledge. If it is abhava, absence, you cannot negate through anything else. How can you negate something which is not existing already? You cannot negate it. So, no, there is no light here, there is no darkness here, there is no rope here. What is this negation? It is already done. This is knowledge. How do you want, why do you want to superimpose another knowledge on this? Therefore, that kind of Brahman we are discussing. One, two, in the shloka itself he has presented two different ideas. Two different ideas means the lakshana, the definition, two different definitions for Brahman. Two different definitions means both the tatastha lakshana and the swarupa lakshana. The inherent nature of Brahman, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, is what is explained as aparimita sukha jnanam amrutam. That is explained. And the tatastha lakshana. Tatastha lakshana means with something closer to it, you point out. So, that is also, how? Indirect. Tatastha is indirect lakshana, indirect definition. Swarupa lakshana is direct definition. Tatastha lakshana is indirect definition. So, where did you see the indirect definition of Brahman? Yasya ete brahmanaha, brahmat, yasya ete brahmanaha, Vyad anila tejo ab avanaya vivarta prabhavataha. From this Brahman, with the help of sachivasya avidya, advite sachivasya, with the help of the two avidyas, from this Brahman, with the help of these two avidyas, this jagat came into existence in the vivarta way. So, this cause for this jagat is Brahman. Janmadhyasya yataha, janmastiti, laya, they all are from Brahman. Therefore, for this reason also, the second sutra. So, that is also proven. Then, vishvasimat, vishvasitamasya veda vikshitam yetasya panchabhutani, stitam yetasya chara charamasya cha suptam mahapralaya. Vishvasitam asya veda nishvasitam, nishvasitam asya veda vikshitam yetasya panchabhutani, nishvasitam asya veda vikshitam yetasya panchabhutani, smitam etasya characharam asya cha suptam mahapralayah. Nishvasitam asya vedah, from asya brahmanah, from this Brahman vedah nishvasitam, the Vedas came from the Brahman like a breath, exhaling, like the exhaling, the Vedas came. When the Brahman exhaled, the Vedas came. That is what we see from the Shruti. Asya mahato bhutasya vishvasitam etat yad rig vedo yaj vedasama vedaha. This is what we say from Brahmanipamrishya. Therefore, the Vedas came as its breath. One. Two. Vikshitam yetasya panchabhutani. The panchabhutani came into existence without any effort. Just by its vikshitam, viksha, sa aikshata, praja, praja, yeya, ekoham bahusyam, bahusyama, like that, the Shruti says. Like, it opened its eyes and it saw. ikshitr. Ikshitr adhikaranam, we'll see. So, it's sa. So, vikshitam is ikshitam. Visheshena ikshitam is vikshitam. In a special way, it saw. Vicharam kritam ityartha. It meditated upon. So, without any effort, the creation sprung. And, smritam etasya. Smitam etasya characharamasya. And, the whole creation just came smritam, smitam, just because of its thinking, just thought, okay, let the great spring, let the creation start, okay, over. That sankalpa, that will is enough, because of its will, satya sankalpa, the Brahman is satya sankalpa, therefore, just because of its will, the creation came into existence. And, what about the delusion, the destruction, that also, suptamha pralayaha, it's deep sleep itself is pralaya. So, that Brahman, which is the cause for the creation, sustenance and the destruction, that is what is said. Vishvam etasya, nishvasitam asya veda, vikshitam etasya panchabhutani. The creation, smitam etasya characharamasya, the sustenance, suptam maha pralaya, the destruction. It is also caused by that Brahman only. So, that is also explained here. Then, because shastra yonitvat shastram asya yonihi shastram eva yonihi, from which the shastra sprang, or through which shastra you understand that Brahman. So that third sutra is defined here. Shatbhir angair upetaya vividhair avyayair api shashvataya namaskurmo vedaya cha bhavaya cha. Shatbhihi angaihi upetaya vividaihi avyayaihi api shashvataya namaskurmaha vedaya cha bhavaya cha. Shatbhihi angaihi, with these six limbs, upetaya, one who is endowed with these six limbs, who vedaya cha bhavaya cha, both the Vedas and Bhava, Shiva. What? Vividaihi avyayapi, not just with the shad angaihi, six limbs, vividaihi angaihi, manifold other parts, that which does not change. Avyayaihi na vyayatiti avyayam, that which does not transform, undergo any change. With those things which does not undergo any change, with those qualities also, who? Both Vedas and the Ishvara, Shiva. One who is endowed with these qualities. To him, to that Veda, Shashvataya Namaskurmaha, to that Shashvata, to that eternal, he makes a point. Veda is a Shashvata. Veda is eternal. And Ishvara, Paramatma is eternal. That also he is proving through this shloka. Now, Shadhi Angaihi, the six limbs of Vedas, which comes in your Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. Shiksha Kalpo Vyakaranam Chando Jyotisham Iti. Shiksha Kalpaha Vyakaranam Chando Jyotisham. All this. And the six limbs of the Ishvara, Shiva, that is also explained in the Vishva Purana. Sarvajnadirtiranadibodaha Svatantrata Nityamalupta Shaktihi Achintya Shaktischa Vibhor Vidignya Shadahur Angani Maheshparasya. Sarvajnata, Nitya Sarvajnata, he is all knowing, special, he has special knowledge at all points of time. Nityam. And eternally, Triptihi, Nitya Triptihi, eternally he is satisfied. Anadi Bodaha, eternally he has knowledge. Swatantrata, eternally he is independent. Nityam Alupta Shaktihi, eternally his power is there. Achintya Shaktischa, eternally this power, you cannot even think about the power which he has, that you cannot think about that kind of vibhoho, that kind of vibhu, all pervading ishvara. He has all these six qualities. Now avyaya, that which is not transformed, that which does not undergo any change. What is that? In Vedas we see u, ha, va, etc. They don't have any meaning. They are avyayas. They are non-transformed. In Sanskrit we will see a prakarana called avyaya. So that which does not undergo any change. That kind of verbs. Now again Shankara, in the Shankara, Jnanam, Vairagyam, Aishparyam, Tapas, Satyam, Shamadrutihi, these are all avyayas, that which does not undergo any change. His knowledge does not undergo any change, his tapas does not undergo any change, his power does not undergo any change, his effort does not undergo any change, everything. So they don't undergo any change. These are the non-transferable, that which does not undergo any transformation in Veda and Ishvara Shiva. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति शांति शांति।